Welcome to a second chapter of Meditation Dynamics. My name is Reverend Cindy Paulus. We did the first one last week. This is a talk that's based on the book written by Dr. Paul Leon Masters called Meditation Dynamics. Meditation is really become extremely popular. Millions of people now are doing meditation every day. But when I started it, when Dr. Master first taught me many, many years ago, over 50 years ago, it wasn't that popular. And then as time went by, I'm sure the energy started to spread and people found the benefits of meditation. The words in this book are so powerful. They help you touch the spirit of infinite love, life, wisdom, and peace through meditation. Meditation directs you into states of mystical peace, where problems melt away and your mind becomes still. The frequency of love from the source arises in you, causing you to feel love as part of your human experience. This becomes like an emanation which others feel as attraction of love for you. The total creative process of life is linked to higher areas of your mind's consciousness that guide you to new heights of creativity. And meditation fosters self-realization and reveals beauty and profound mysteries as your personal experience is elevated to higher states of consciousness. Dr. Paul Masters dedicated a large part of his life to the art of meditation. And I have to say that I began with his classes, and I learned to meditate when I was 14, and I've meditated every day since then. And this Meditation Dynamics book, we covered the first couple pages last week. Meditation, again, opens your conscious mind to intuitive guidance from your higher God mind. In the second part of the first chapter today, we're going to go into some of the wonderful spiritual mind affirmations that are included in the book. And Dr. Masters suggests that you attune yourself and use your psychic spiritual mind energy in almost everything you do each day. In other words, you put your individual ego self out of the way. You attune yourself to God. You tie into that connection that you have and turn your will over to God's will. Almost everything you do on a daily basis can be utilized to keep you attuned to the psychic energy of the God power within to better yourself and also to improve each day. Daily tasks and responsibilities can be improved and made easier. Positive results can be more readily obtained. So here are some of the things that you can do and use when you start in the morning. You can use these spiritual mind affirmations that you can use within your everyday process of life. This is in the book on page 4, and Dr. Master suggests rereading this lesson each day for a week. So the general idea of each affirmation becomes a natural part of your consciousness. We're going to start here with the first one, which is waking. I dedicate this day to God within me, the true self of my being. It is the power of God working through me that lives in me this day. Now, I have found that it's good to repeat these. Say it once and then I repeat, and if you wish, you can share it. Now, with these affirmations, sometimes it's very powerful to make them declarations and sometimes to read them out loud to empower them. I'll repeat waking. I dedicate this day to God within me, the true self of my being. It is the power of God working through me that lives in me this day. All right, that's the first affirmation. The next one is bathing. The psychic cleansing power in the water I use washes away negative vibrations, and I am left in a clean, positive vibration. So you're doing a mental cleansing, a psychic cleansing, an emotional cleansing, all of that symbolized in the bathing. Repeating it, the psychic cleansing power in the water I use washes away negative vibrations, and I am left in a clean, positive vibration. Dr. Masters always suggests, also when you're doing, when I get out of a shower or a bath, I let the air dry me. It's always good to let yourself be dried by the natural air vibrations carrying, whether it's a little bit of wind or not. You just let your whole body be cleansed and dried that way as well. And the third affirmation here is clothing. I project spiritually cleansing psychic light into my clothes, and my clothes are filled with positive vibrational energies. Have you ever had a really great experience happen in a certain outfit? I have, and sometimes I want to clean out my closet, but I look at that outfit and it's like, oh my gosh, that energy feels so good in that. You do have to eventually let it go, but I mean, there are vibrations that are positive that can be held in clothes. And there are vibrations that are negative that can be held in clothes. I'm very careful to not necessarily pick up clothes from the Salvation Army or places where sometimes there's someone's put some very negative vibrations into clothes. If you do that, make sure you clean them and you really again see that psychic energy of the past being cleansed away. So repeating the clothes spiritual affirmation, I project spiritually cleansing psychic light into my clothes, and my clothes are filled with positive vibrational energies. And Dr. Masters always recommends that you wear positive colors, not the muddy colors, not the dark colors, not the black colors, but positive colors as well. The next affirmation is cooking. Now, when Dr. Masters originally wrote this, it was way before everything became very popular with sending positive energy and love vibrations to your water and to your food and everything. Here's the cooking affirmation. The heat that I use to cook with is like a psychic spiritual fire which cleanses all negative vibrations from the food that I'm preparing, and it leaves only positive energy vibrations for the well-being of my body. Now, this also can be done as a blessing for the food once you have cooked your food. We'll go into that the next one, but repeating this one, this is to be done when you're cooking your food. The heat that I use to cook with is like a psychic spiritual fire which cleanses all negative vibrations from the food that I am preparing, and it leaves only positive energy vibrations for the well-being of my body. And I know many people now aren't cooking their food. There's a lot of people who like to just do raw food, which is great. And in that case, you can use this vibrational energy and send energy to your food when you are cutting your food up or washing your food. Now, the next one is eating. I send forth the thought of blessing into the food that I am about to eat, and the aura of my thought surrounds it with positive vibrations. When I eat this blessed food, therefore, it will produce further positive vibrations of health in the energies of my body. Well, I guess you could use this saying grace whenever you eat as well, right? It's a very powerful thing to share a meal and share the blessings of the meal and put that almost Reiki-like energy into it when you are eating. Repeating this one, I send forth the thought of blessing into the food that I am about to eat, and the aura of my thought surrounds it with positive vibrations. When I eat this blessed food, therefore, it will produce further positive vibrations of health in the energy of my body. And this powerful, simple affirmation can take away a lot of negative things that might be in the food. I've been a vegetarian since I was 15, but I really know many people around me that do eat meat, and I don't try to convince them not to, but it's well known that meat and the energy vibrations of the beings, the animals that were killed in awful situations and slaughterhouses, that energy can go into the food besides the chemicals they put in it, etc. So if you're eating that food, it certainly helps to bless that food before you eat it. The next one is paying. Whatever money now leaves my hand will return to me many times over via my awareness of the law of divine circulation. In other words, what you're doing here is you're blessing. Whenever you're writing a check or paying by credit card, you are now blessing that. Instead of being angry about paying the bills, you're blessing the money and letting it go out to be coming back to you and increasing. So repeating paying, whatever money now leaves my hand will return to me many times over via my awareness of the law of divine circulation. Well, what a wonderful freeing energy, right? If you are paying it, don't feel bad about paying it. Don't feel limited about paying. Don't feel guilty about paying it. But bless it and let it come back to you 100-fold or 1,000,000-fold. The next one is banking. God is my supply, and my account is supplied to meet my every need. Isn't that a great one? The God Bank. repeating this one. God is my supply, and my account is supplied to meet my every need. Saying that, of course, with all of these affirmations, with power, with belief, the intention is good, and then the power and the belief really, really help out as well. The next one is marketing. I bless this place as a physical channel for the nourishment of my body. And I bless my pocketbook because God power fills it that I may purchase what I need. Ah, isn't that nice? Marketing. I bless this place as a physical channel for the nourishment of my body. And I bless my pocketbook because God power fills it that I may purchase what I need. Very, very powerful. And, you know, it's different when you're in a marketing situation where you're going to a big place like Costco, or if you're going to a Ma and Pa store. You might have to put a little more energy into one of those big box stores than you do in a local place where someone's got less energy and less people around. So the next one is shopping. I am led by the God power within me to the right store for the right item at the right price. Ah, yes, a smart shopper. Smart shopper is turning it over to God because God knows more than we do about these things and will direct us if we allow our intuition and our psyche to be open to it. So again, shopping. I am led by the God power within me to the right store for the right item at the right price. So that's a nice positive affirmation for shopping. The next one, oh, it's cleaning house. Mm-hmm. As I clean house, I am aware that I am being moved by the divine power within me, that I am erasing the negative and putting in its place the positive. Well, that's a real cleaning of the house, isn't it? It's a good way when you're cleaning the house to think, and I'll repeat it. As I clean house, I am aware that I am being moved by the divine power within me, that I am erasing the negative and putting in its place the positive. And the next one is driving. I bless my car as a vehicle through which I may gain greater experience, thus further wisdom, and through wisdom, happiness. Aha, you know, this is also good sometimes to remember. Your car is, you know, very important to you. And it's important to put white light around your car when you're driving as well. And I'll repeat this one on driving. I bless my car as a vehicle through which I may gain greater experience, thus further wisdom, and through wisdom, happiness. And the next one is social media. I am aware and divinely protected from the lack of evolution of this planet. And my consciousness vibrates only to that which adds to my happiness, awareness, well-being, and prosperity. It's a very good one to use. I mean, I got a new iPhone, and it tells you how long you're spending on your phone during the course of a day. And I mean, last week, one day, I had 6 hours of time on the phone. That's called FaceTime. And boy, I was shocked. It was over 6 hours. There's some extra minutes in there as well. But when we're scrolling down through Facebook or Instagram or whatever you do, it's very easy to sometimes see negative energy, negative thoughts, and you don't want to get sucked into those. Social media, again, here it is, the second time around. I am aware and divinely protected from the lack of evolution of this planet, and my consciousness vibrates only to that which adds to my happiness, awareness, well-being, and prosperity. And there are a few more here. Next one's courtesy. In Hawaii, we call it aloha. My mind is aware of any opportunity to be courteous to someone, knowing that I put into motion a chain reaction that helps others grow spiritually. We know this is true. What you put out, you get back. Let's repeat the courtesy one. My mind is aware of any opportunity to be courteous to someone, knowing that what I put into motion, a chain reaction that helps others grow spiritually. And the next one is friendship. I express warmth towards my friends, and above all, an understanding of the underlying factors in their lives. And understanding is so, so very important, isn't it? Understanding is really the basis of love. If you really understand what people are about, you know, the old line, walk a mile in someone else's shoe, then you can understand them, and you can have empathy, and you can really express your understanding to them. Repeating friendship. I express warmth towards my friends, and above all, an understanding of the underlying factors in their lives. And here is the last one on this page, and there's two more on the next page. Affection. I am open in my expression of affection to those who are dear to me, but I do not try to bind them or imprison them to me through the use of affectionate expression. Now, we've all seen this, haven't we? Maybe a couple goes out to a party, and the wife sees the husband starting to check everyone out. And the next thing you know, she's being very affectionate, just proving that, you know, he belongs to her. Or it's the other way around. The man sees the woman getting some looks and attention, And all of a sudden he becomes possessive and very clearly expressing that she's his. So I'm repeating this one now on affection. I am open in my expression of affection to those who are dear to me. But I do not try to bind them or imprison them to me through the use of affectionate expression. So affection, but affection for really feeling the affection, the natural affection that comes when you're close to someone. And there are two more here. The next one is encouragement. Whenever I am with someone, I am alert to encourage them through a sincere compliment of one of their assets. This is so important. You can just see people light up when you tell them something good about themselves. And we all need reassurance. We all need to have that. And it's so nice and it's so easy to do. Let's repeat encouragement. Whenever I am with someone, I am alert to encourage them through a sincere compliment of one of their assets. And the last one is on going to sleep at night, retiring. Divine presence of God within me, bestow your love and blessings, peace of mind and body, health of mind and body, and your spiritual presence upon all those near and dear to me. Well, that's really a nice one to do before we go to sleep at night. Just sending love out to those, repeating, retiring. Divine presence of God within me, bestow your love and blessings, peace of mind and body, health of mind and body, and your spiritual presence upon all of those near and dear to me. God within me, to you I dedicate the efforts of this day, my soul and my existence, and I thank you for having lived in your presence one more day. Repeating that. God within me, to you I dedicate the efforts of this day, my soul and my existence, and I thank you for having lived in your presence one more day. And that's a wonderful way to go to sleep at night, tying it all back into God and thanking God and being grateful for the day. It says also, completing this chapter here, you should take a few moments every day to engage in affirmative meditation and give yourself specific affirmations in regard to areas of major concern to you. And that, again, is another reason to get the book, and then you can have it there and repeat those. It is not necessary that you use the exact words as they are given here. It is far more important that you grasp and maintain the general idea of what to think in your consciousness as you engage in your daily activities. And that is up to page 6. That completes the first chapter of Meditation Dynamics. And as you can see, there's a lot here. You don't want to just read this through quickly. You want to let it be absorbed, and you will often repeat some of these pages that you have. And you should definitely keep this book near your altar or by your bedside. You can increase your spiritual knowledge and launch your higher consciousness career with a degree from the University of Sedona or University of Metaphysics. And it's a wonderful group of people. The University of Sedona and University of Metaphysics offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral level degrees to help you live from the center of consciousness within you. It truly is life-changing. There are with more than 12,000 graduates in over 120 countries. And you can get a Bachelor of Metaphysical Science, Ordained Metaphysical Minister Certificate, Metaphysical Practitioner Diploma, Master of Metaphysical Science, Doctor of Philosophy, a Doctor of Divinity or Doctor of Ministry, and many more degrees as well. You can go to metaphysics.com, and you can look at the different things that are available there to find out more. And also when you're there, you can check out the other books that are available, Mystical Insights, Knowing the Unknown. You can check out the inspirational lectures that are there. And another wonderful book I enjoy and talk about weekly, which is the Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations. And that is it for this week. I really thank you for taking the time to listen. I think that meditation and these spiritual affirmations truly can change your life. And I hope your life is changed for the better and that you gain a lot from hearing and reading these wonderful pages of inspiration from Dr. Paul Leon Masters. I'm Cindy Paulos, thanking you for listening.